Hello, Stuart. I'm Gladys, GLADYS Barclay, BARCLAY, 12/27/58, 66-year-old woman, originally from Houston, used to be an accountant in procurement, PROCUREMENT, and secretarial work years ago. Patient has is now alone, lives by herself. She's 66 years old. She's had history of diabetes, COPD, shortness of breath, sleep apnea, obesity, core pulmonale, and pulmonary hypertension, period. In paragraph, she's an avid smoker and drinks alcohol on a regular basis. She's not about to stop, she says. Patient's allergy, dust, grass, and dog, surgery, gallbladder surgery, left hip surgery, Bartholin cyst surgery, medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, COPD, asthma, anxiety, depression, and sleep apnea. Last hospitalization was 8 months ago because of exacerbation of her COPD. Period. She's alert. She's awake. She complains of being short of breath and complains of being anxious. She's obese. She hasn't lost a lot of weight. Has had exacerbation of COPD in the past. Has had no nausea or vomiting. No hematemesis, hematochezia, cerebral convulsion. Again, she has an extensive history of tobacco abuse in the past. On exam, Ms. Barclay is a 66-year-old obese black woman who's laying down. She's short of breath when she gets up. She says her O2 sat's 90%, pulse is 100, blood pressure is 190 over 90. Heart positive, small positive, restricted lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, pushed in pharynx is inflamed. Geological non-focal skin shows no rash around the mucosa with damage, and lower extremity shows a 1+ edema and positive JVD noted in the neck. Assessment, 66-year-old woman. Oh, before we do that, medication, metoprolol succinate, 50 milligram twice a day, metformin, 500 milligram twice a day, Motrin, 600 up to 3 times a day, Prilosec, 40 milligram a day, Lipitor, 20 milligram a day, Trazodone, 50 milligram a day, Distriol, 50 milligram PRN, albuterol inhaler, both nebulizer, inhaler, Flonase, and Pulmicort. She also takes Neurontin, 300 milligram 4 times a day, MVI, and Norvasc, 10 milligram a day. An assessment, 66-year-old obese woman with history of COPD, hypoxemia, anxiety, depression, diabetes, blood sugars are controlled mostly because she's not eating as much, and hypertension, period. In a paragraph, in the past month or so, she has lost more weight. She's become more ADL dependent. She wears a diaper because of her obesity and inability to be able to get to the bathroom, period. In a paragraph, she takes care of her psych issues with trazodone and Neurontin at this time. Her blood pressure is out of control, she says, because she hasn't been taking her blood pressure medicine today, period. In a paragraph. As far as the COPD is concerned, she's using albuterol, inhaler, PRN, nebulizer at least 4 to 6 times a day, and Pulmicort twice a day, period. In a paragraph, she's in desperate need of oxygen. She's not using any oxygen at this time, but she needs to be on oxygen on a regular basis at this time. Especially at nighttime with history of sleep apnea, she was at one time was on CPAP, but has not used her CPAP for some time, period. Her shortness of breath causes anxiety, depression, air hunger, which is a huge problem for her and remains a problem, period. Last hospitalization was exacerbation of COPD. She hates to be in the hospital. She says they don't take care of her, doesn't want to ever go back to the hospital again, period. Finally discuss with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.